This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Strum on the tooth, throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Ow! Ow! I just felt the pain of being the only voice of drag on the internet. It hurts so good. And I am so glad you're here visiting me in the hospital. I can confirm with you that we are the only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We love being a part of this small cadre of drag fans. I wish there were more, but there aren't. I'm joined by the incredible, lovely, wonderful genius, sexy mama, and wicked songstress. Yeah, I'm going to call you a songstress. Rachel Bloom!
I thought you were going to say Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
The wickedly talented. I think that's how he said it when he introduced Idina Menzel.
Oh,
the wickedly
with all the
funny
confidence in the world, Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
Like, there was a lot of stink on Dazeem. That is just fantastic. God bless. God bless Travolta heads. Rachel, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm also, you know, in pain from being probably the only straight woman to have an opinion on drag and watch drag.
Yeah.
And, you know, having never done drag, but like having a lot of opinions on it. I feel very unique.
Heavy is the head, you know? It's exhausting. It's exhausting out here. But I'm so glad. How are you enjoying All Stars 6?
I'm very much enjoying it.
Me too.
It takes a lot for me not to enjoy any iteration of Drag Race, really.
Same.
But I think it's really awesome. And I always think All Stars has another level of fascinating because it's not in a vacuum of like this competition. Everyone is coming in with something to prove with previous catchphrases. And like, I think Silky's, I agree with what you were saying last week, like Silky's journey and kind of like fear of being hated again.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fucking real. And I think is such an interesting microcosm of like what most people who have public personas feel. There's just like a fear of, and I'm not talking about cancellation. I'm talking about just like it's, I don't know, like being known on the internet where you can read every, like when you were well known before the internet, you couldn't peer into the minds of every single person's opinion. You could read reviews of your movies if you're I'm talking if you're like Clark Gable, right,
but now people give reviews of absolutely anyone who might slightly be known on the internet.
And if you scroll through those comments, I'm sorry if I've brought this
up
before, but like we're literally I think I've gotten on this exact lecture on the show before. I am so sorry, but like we're not engineered to know what hundreds of different people think about us. It's just not how we evolved.
It's not natural.
Necessary to our evolution.
Yeah.
And it's mindfuckery. And again, like not talking about cancellation, it's like just the internet. So I really feel, I don't know. I really feel from a like viewer level, but also as someone who like has a public persona. And I left Twitter, not because of anything in particular. I just don't like Twitter. I don't know. I feel Silky's like fear of
it
I'm
sucks.
Here to redeem myself. It hurts to be hated. It physically hurts. And it hurts her. And like people being like, oh, Silky, you're great. Ignore that. That doesn't help. I just really felt her.
I did too. I
really feel her emotions. And I completely, yeah, I'm rooting for her. I agree.
I am too. And it's so interesting. Like, you're right. There's no situation where this exists in the world. The only thing I can think of in the historical world where you hear 100 people saying something negative about you in real time is, I don't know, the Colosseum, where they throw your body into a lion's mouth. Maybe that person who, before they got thrown in the lion's mouth, was like, oh, come on, guys. Come on.
You know what,
that's
though?
Not cool.
Like, just saying, I'm not saying the Colosseum wasn't super hard, as it was.
Okay,
there's
never
something
my feelings.
About, I think, reading comments.
Yes.
That when I see things online that are written, because the written word is so, like, venerated, like, well, if it's written, it must be true. There's something different than I imagine if I were fighting in the Colosseum, or if Silky Ganache, Silky Nutmeg Ganache were fighting in the Colosseum. There's something about, like, reading written comment after written comment that might be harder than the Colosseum. That having been said, Colosseum was super hard.
Dude, I'm with you. I mean, imagine if you have to read your comments before you get killed. But I am with you. And honestly, on this tune, like, leave everyone listening, leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts or something. Please, because good God, I make the mistake of sometime reading them and, you know.
Don't.
I shouldn't. But, you know. People are more excited to leave a critical review than a happy review, I would say.
I never leave reviews.
That part too.
I never leave reviews on anything because I'm like, yeah, I'll just give it 5 stars or whatever. Like, I'm not going to, unless it's like a friend of mine, I just don't have enough time in my day to write a positive review
thing.
Of like a restaurant. So it's also people with time, or if they feel... The few times I've written comments actually online have been negative. Like, the one time I've written a negative Yelp review was for a restaurant that the food was terrible.
Oh my God, wait, me too. I love leaving 1 stars on Yelp. Like when it's really bad. and I will go hard. I become like a Days of Our Lives daytime player where I'm like, this restaurant humiliated me. They, I go hard. So, you know, I guess I am the pot calling the kettle black. So I am just as guilty.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Insulting a restaurant feels less personal, but you're right. Maybe we're just as big. Maybe we're pieces of shit as well. I really want to find, you know, all of the Yelp profiles are like public.
Uh-huh.
So I could probably find you on Yelp and and read all of the 1-star reviews.
I'll send you my.
Please do.
They're kind of funny. Because also, like, when I left them, I was like not in my best state of mind. So I'd read them back and I'm like, wow, me was really feeling something. He was really going through something about his not crispy quesadilla. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm on my Yelp profile right now.
Can you find me?
Oh, wow. Sorry. You know what? I haven't written a negative Yelp review in 6 years.
Uh-huh. Is there one of any?
I used to leave positive businesses around my neighbor, positive reviews around my neighborhood. Oh, my God. Okay.
What?
Sorry. I see a positive review December 3rd, 2012 that I left for AAA Gold Exchange. And this is when I was really broke. And so I was pawning off some of my jewelry because I was that broke. And I think I must have gotten some sort of discount because
I wrote,
they're very straightforward about what you're getting for your jewelry and why you're getting that price. Great place.
That's great. That's great. See, yeah. Do that, listeners. Honestly, no matter who you're supporting in the drag world, let's all vow to leave like just a handful more positive things. Like, even when someone is sickening and they know it, like, just throw them a, you know what? That was great. It does feel sometimes pointless to leave a positive review, doesn't it though? Because sometimes when someone's doing well, it's so easy to be like, well, they know they're doing well. You know, like when like a busy restaurant is amazing and it was tasty, you're like, well, they know.
Exactly.
Okay, I got us derailed. We're talking about this very split vote in the workroom with Akiria the Silky and all that conflama on if Jan deserved to be in the bottom and if the bottoms were fair or crazy. What'd you think about that?
Just move on. it's fine. I don't know. I don't have many opinions about that.
The only thing I'll say is I love Akiria's attitude. I love Akiria being like, I don't have the privilege to be a pity party girl. I have to like just move on and go forward, even though people voted for me. I just really love her attitude. And I love her speaking to the point. Like the privilege part is a big part of it. Of like, I like being like, look, I just have to do my best. I don't have time to like feel sorry for myself.
I really, yes, that is the right attitude. Cause like what's hard is every week that causes drama where they're counting the names and people get pissed if they got voted for. And it's like, yeah, it's someone, you have to vote for someone.
Yeah.
I think Akiria has completely the right attitude. And she was like, I don't agree,
right,
but whatever. I don't care.
I am here for her. And then for no reason, Jada wails like an attacked gazelle. Man, I'm gonna miss her shouting and yelling like
she's a
mad woman.
Fucking funny.
So funny.
Yeah, we'll get into it. It's a real bummer. I don't think anyone should have gone home for this challenge.
It was one of those ones where everyone did pretty fucking good. Like everyone did a lot. They brought it, and now it's like, okay, who's less good? Okay, let's figure this out.
Yeah, it's just also a hard. Well, we'll get into it. It's a hard challenge. I thought
it is a hard challenge. It's really hard to like, because it's both impersonation and dance. Like it is, it's a lot.
And then, but also you're selling, but also I think you're maybe a little bit at the mercy of how good the arrangement was of the RuPaul song to fit that particular, at least that's how much I laughed.
Yeah.
Like, definitely how much I was laughing was how
totally.
Quickly I recognized the RuPaul song. And then how inventive the arrangement was. And so
yeah,
that definitely affected like my viewing experience, which had nothing to do with the queens. It just like reiterates, this is the hardest talent competition on television.
Absolutely. Things they throw at you.
It's doing an impression, because what you're doing is you're doing an impersonation. And this is what I get, like what lip sync is in general. But it is, think about how hard it is to do an impression, but it's only with your body language in essence. I mean, obviously it's the way you're dressed and the way your makeup is, but you have to sell that you're that person with your body language. I'm not good at that shit. I'm not good at impressions in general.
Dude, me neither.
And
dude,
it's a whole other skill than making your own outfit or making your own commercial.
Right.
Or even recording a verse of a song that you write. It makes me think about, you know, obviously RuPaul apologized for this, but a couple of years ago when RuPaul's like, oh, I don't know if I'd if I'd let any trans women in who had begun gender confirmation surgery because it's like juicing at the Olympics. It was like something like that, right?
Right.
And he apologized for it. He's obviously
he
walked it back. But I always think about that because, like, there's never been a challenge that's like, if that were the case, you would only kind of admit the most masculine looking people. And then every challenge would be like, look as feminine as possible. But like, it's a talent competition.
Yes.
It really, it's obviously drag, but it has so often like little to do with the person's gender identity. And it really hits it home that this is really fucking hard.
It's really fucking hard. And I mean, and like this talent does put that on display of like, transformation or performance is performance, and it should not hinge on the gender expression we see. Because it's like, performance is performance, and no matter what, if you are a trans woman still doing drag, it is still hard to convey something very specific. You know what I mean? Because it's like, and some of these are a brick to begin with, because some of these halftime show stars, I'm like, there's nothing distinctive about them. This is a trick. Like, yes. Fergie to me is,
oh my God, I was like,
such a trick.
I couldn't tell you. I can't tell you anything about what is distinctive about her performance. Yeah.
No, nothing. She's, I mean, I know her singing is horrible based on her national anthem, which, have you heard that? I know you've
I have, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm attacking Fergie.
I have.
It's just, it's not her best moment.
Back when I was on Twitter, it said that my stage name, I always said my stage name was Fergie. And I know actually almost very little about Fergie, but I have heard her national anthem.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously. It's a real treat. It's a real treat. it's a real treat. It's so funny. I'm such a bitch because as soon as I'm like, guys, be nice to everyone, I'm like, I'm going to take Fergie down. I'm going to take that millionaire down. but I don't know. I thought it was a tough one.
She's not listening to this.
She's not listening. And if she is, how funny.
Yeah.
okay, wait. Let's see what else we can talk about. In the workroom, they're singing Let It Shine, reprising Silky's talent show. What did you think of Silky's talent show?
I actually thought it was nice.
Cute. Yeah.
I thought it was nice. I feel like when you were talking about it, who did you do this first episode with? Was it Oscar?
I think it was Oscar.
Did Oscar hate it?
Yeah, I did not love it either. I
strongly
have to
disagree with Oscar's
you know,
opinions.
Sometimes he takes a hot take just for the hell of it. And I'm pretty sure he knows that. Sometimes he's like, I don't know, like, yes, we all love cheese, but what if I just say cheese is the worst thing that's ever existed?
Yeah. He takes big swings. Although I did, you know, I liked Silky's act. The one thing I agree, one of you said is like, never ask an audience to clap along.
Yes. Yes,
completely
yes.
agree. I completely agree with
It'll
that.
It'll never work.
I had a talent show act in high school that got sunk because actually we never even asked the audience to clap. We were singing Stand By Me in three-part harmony, me and two other girls from choir. And we were singing and the audience on their own volition started clapping and they were off rhythm.
Yes.
And it completely derailed our entire act.
Dude.
I wanted to actually stop it and be like, please don't clap.
Totally.
Do not clap. Just fucking listen.
Listen. Okay, I'm going to share another one where clapping is evil because I've competitively Greek danced back in the day.
Maybe
you didn't know that.
No, if I knew that.
I competitively Greek danced.
Great.
And very funny. You have to pick a specific island. You have to make your costume specific to that island's garb. All this shit. And we were doing some specific dance and like the rhythm changes like crazy, right? It's just one of those things where like, you know, a lot of Greek music has the bouzouki, that sort of like string guitar thing. And it changes very much. So I remember like there's a one part that was like very rhythmic, a la the Zorba, you know, like the beginning of the Zorba where it's like, dump, 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 that sort of drum thing.
Yeah.
Dump, dump. And you're clapping and it fucked us. It fucked everything up because it's like, no, you can't clap because it's about to change so much. And I need to know when to do a high kick knee switch. Greek dance, competitive Greek dancing.
I didn't realize that I've never seen you Greek dance. I would love to see this.
I know. Well, you know, it's very much a group sport. So I could do it. It's usually a group sport.
So you got to get like all of your friends to
You need some people there. You need some people there. I'll send you some embarrassing YouTube clips. But no, you know what? We'll get drunk in a backyard one day and we'll learn a Greek dance. How about that?
I would love to. Wait, you have embarrassing YouTube clips of yourself?
Not of myself, just of the dances.
I got very excited.
So, okay, here we go. We're talking, very tickled RuPaul comes in and announces the halftime spectacular. Does it bump on you that Carol Channing never did a halftime show?
No, I think that Carol Channing was the first halftime show performer.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Said.
I actually didn't know that.
I think
I thought we were just like joking. We were like, oh, okay, Carol Channing.
I think, no,
wow.
I'm fact checking
I'm
this.
Learning.
Let's see, Carol.
I'm trying
wait,
to.
Wait.
I'm trying to
I
fact
think
check
that's what
too.
They said, that Carol
wow,
Channing
was 1970.
Like, yeah.
Holy fucking shit. I thought we were joking. Wow. I'm learning. Wow.
So it doesn't bother me at all. And in the beginning, I was like, oh, Pandora is known for Carol Channing. Is that a cop out? I was like, no, that was delightful.
It
was
really
great.
Was fantastic.
It was awesome.
I know I'm jumping ahead, but I thought she should have been in the top.
Personally. The ranks of this were a little bizarro.
They were bizarro. We're getting into the bizarro realm of like, who's safe and why are they safe? And are we playing? Are we protecting certain sheep for production reasons, it feels like?
Well, I think if you're talking about Ginger and Eureka.
I absolutely am.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, Fergie is so, as we've talked about, doesn't really have any like specific Fergie moves.
So she did a decent job giving weird faces, but I was like,
it was hard
to
tell. Also, the first two songs, it was hard for me to place the RuPaul song that those were.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. Those two didn't stand out to me at all.
Right. No, nothing really happened there.
And for Eureka to be in the top.
That was crazy.
I thought Kylie Steven Tyler was like fucking fantastic.
It was once again a great transformation of like, and really using the lips, really using the weird like hunched over curly Steven Tyler posture.
Got the whole posture, and obviously they were able to kind of request who to do before, so theoretically these are impressions they all do, but like it was a really great body impression. It was so cool.
It was fucking cool. I was blown away. I mean, I thought it was also fantastic. I guess before we talk the thing, only thing I want to say before we actually talk the halftime shows, which I'll screen share with you with.
Yeah.
Jada telling Jamal what Shakira does and doesn't do.
I was like, well, she's either going to be in the top or she's going to be in the bottom.
Right.
Because this is a big swing.
Right. Huge swing.
I was willing. I was like, maybe Jara's right.
Yeah.
But no, that was a big swing.
That was a big swing.
She just doesn't give a fuck.
She really doesn't give a fuck, which is one of the reasons she's an incredible drag queen. But this is kind of a consistent thing in all her seasons of Drag Race. There's just key moments where she's like, could take a note or could try something outside of her wheelhouse and doesn't. But real 50-50.
Yeah, she is who she is. And I think the later, like, I don't want to beg, you know, I don't want to get on my knees and beg. It's like, yeah, but it's just part of the fucking thing.
It's part of the thing.
She's on a competition. She's on a competition, but like doesn't want to act like it's a competition show, which is a choice. Right. It's just a risky choice.
It's a risky choice. I'm trying to think what other there are a few moments like when Gigi Good says, no, RuPaul, I am going to do a good robot for Snatch Game. There's a few key moments in Drag Race history where not listening works. But
it's a big swing.
It's a big swing.
It's a big swing.
How do you think about Rue's main stage look? This is fucking fun.
That was beautiful. I love it when it's like a short skirt and then a long skirt.
Yes. I love this.
That's how
big
much I know about fashion.
I mean, I would love to be like, for us to write some sort of editorial in this month's Vogue and be like, the big long hair on top was a sickening choice and surely going to be in season this season. I love it. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
You know, I gotta say, in these exchanges with the judges,
please.
Three quarters of the things that Rue laughs at, I'm like, that wasn't a joke. That was
joke.
Just sudden someone saying like, "Hey, Rue, I love being here."
Yeah,
and Rue's like, which is very nice and makes the guest judge feel welcome.
Yes, it's very nice, very accommodating. Oh, I also want to say, how much do you love the ongoing trade conversation with Trinity trying to be labeled as trade and Akiria denying her trade status?
I love it. It's great.
It's hilarious.
Who is the trade of the season in your
you
head.
You know, this one's pretty perplexing. And obviously trade is getting defined in a million different ways. Of like,
course.
Does it mean you're more mask? Does it mean you just are fuckable? What does it mean?
Yeah, I thought trade was just like the hottest, but.
Right. God. I mean, if it's just the hottest, then it's probably Kylie.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
But I guess trade traditionally did mean some sort of like mask passing straight boyish look.
Isn't that rough trade though?
I don't. There you go. There you go. I mean, the definition keeps evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want to fuck on this? I don't know. I don't know. I will say what I like about this. And like I said, there's no villains yet in this season, which I think is so good. We don't need to give an edit that makes fans attack and kill someone innocent. So, I mean, I'm kind of loving that we don't have a villain this All-Stars.
Yes. I mean, Trinity's had like her moments of like shit stirring maybe, but like certainly not a villain edit.
Totally. Totally.
Candy the villain of last season?
I wonder if you could say, I guess I kind of want to say Tamisha got a little bit of a villain vibe.
But, yeah.
Is Candy the, no, they kept making, I mean, they kept making us pretty fond of her, I would say.
It felt like a redemptive villain edit, but that also might have been
right.
My thoughts on Candy's confrontation with Tamisha, because I never saw Tamisha as a villain.
Right. Well, you got your sneakers, so she was never a villain for you.
I think I told you that in Tamisha and her email saying that her stuff is behind, she's like, I am behind, but this is my truth.
Yeah, you sent me that email you got from her, and I was like, this isn't what a business emails you, and I love it.
It isn't, but the sneakers are great. They're really comfortable.
They're sickening. I'm jealous. I'm going to order some so I can get them by Christmas for sure. Okay, here we are. Halftime show. We're going to give our thoughts. As you know, Fergie's Ginger is up first. What do we think about this?
Again, I thought it was fine. I just don't think Fergie's like distinctive enough. I thought she was good. I'm watching her again now.
Uh-huh. She gave some eye, she gave some tongue. But I think this is just Ginger being a good performer more than a Fergie.
I don't know if it served Ginger well to have to like the up and down the stairs. Every time you go up or downstairs, you're taking your face away from the audience.
That's a good point.
Because I'm watching this part and there's like a whole. No, she's great. I'm watching her again. I'm like, she was great. It's just that Fergie, there's not a lot to, right? It's the stair walk up at the. It's fine. She was great.
It's fine. I mean, Ginger's a good performer.
Fergie's a hard thing to do.
Ginger's a good performer, but Alti, she should have been in the bottom, I feel, if we're just looking at the performances.
But like, why? It just feels like a kind of, what could she have done that would have been better?
That is actually a fantastic question, which is why.
I'm looking at it, and I just think Fergie isn't that distinctive.
Here's a mean thing I'm going to say.
Hmm.
That was a more interesting performance than a Fergie performance. Like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
I don't think you're wrong.
Thank you. Fergie doesn't do a lot. She's part of a very talented group. I feel I've never been a huge fan of her solo. And I don't go to myself, oh, let me YouTube a Fergie performance.
Did Ginger choose Fergie? Were they given
That's
a
That's what
list?
I want to know.
Were they given like a list of divas?
Of who they can do? I don't know.
Because I can't imagine that Ginger's like, I do Fergie. That's what I do.
Right. No fucking clue. I'll dig through the internets to find out. But if she chose Fergie, why?
Yeah.
Why? Next, we have Eureka giving Madonna, which not a lot of Madonna in this performance.
No, she looked like Madonna.
She did.
I'm watching it again as you're screen sharing.
Yes.
Also, Madonna's had so many, look, as we have learned from the Madonna runway where everyone wore kimonos, Madonna has had a lot of different iterations, obviously.
Yes, yes.
This didn't seem like...
High also, kick
does
is
Madonna
not Madonna.
Do high kicks?
No, she does not. That is only a Eureka thing, which I was like, why are you doing that if you're trying to be Madonna?
Yeah. This also just, again, felt undistinctive. But yeah. Unlike Fergie, Madonna has a lot of signature moves that I don't feel like were in here.
Right. I feel like you might have wanted to, like, vogue a bit.
Right. You kind of just want to be super obvioso.
Yeah.
Even though that may have been Madonna's choreography for some tour, like, you got to be a little on the nose. Like, I mean, you got to be a little comb bra with it.
Right. And I think with Madonna too, one thing I would say she does too much is like she does the awkward haute couture kind of shoulder hunch in a lot of her choreography. So I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't very Madonna to me. It wasn't a bad performance, but it just was not Madonna, which is the trap of this impersonation thing. Raja giving Diana Ross.
I thought this was great.
I did too. It wasn't like in my top, but I was like, it's absolutely great. It's good.
Yeah, that's a like Diana Ross vibe. There are distinctive Diana Ross things going on.
Yes, it was good.
It was good. I feel the same way. It was good.
I couldn't help but compare it to BB's Diana Ross, which I might like.
Oh, sure.
A little bit more, but this is a good Diana. Maybe, yeah, it's a great Diana.
It was specific. Everything was just so specific in what she did that I feel like everything was informed under the filter of like, would Diana Ross do this?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. And I mean, she looks fucking good. Okay. Jada's Shakira. The body is right. The dancing is wonderful.
Yeah. I guess I was like, I was so happy with the body. I didn't notice her face being blank,
right.
But I'm watching it again and like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I felt it a little bit. I want to say it's a weird thing I feel of Jada in general. Like, I think she's such a good physical performer that sometimes, like, even in her lip sync a couple weeks ago, I was like, it was okay, but like there wasn't a ton going on in the face. I was like, I agreed with that critique.
Okay. Yeah, I'm distracted by the body. The body's so good.
The body is so good.
I don't have, I guess right now, a visual of how expressive Shakira is when she sings.
Yeah.
I suppose she is quite expressive when she sings.
She is. She always does like a funny little like, I'm smiling. She always does a side smile or something. So there wasn't, yeah, even like if she shot one big smile in this, I would have been like, come on, she's safe. But I don't necessarily think she was in the bottom when I saw this at all. I was like, this is good. I was like, this is good. And like, unlike Eureka, not to pick on Eureka, but like, she did things that are so Shakira.
Yeah, but is Eureka's, okay, but Eureka, they were all choreographed by Jamal Sims. So the fact that like we felt like Eureka's choreography wasn't super Madonna, is that on Eureka or is that on Jamal Sims?
Good question. Great question.
And did they make these costumes? Were these costumes provided? Like, you're wearing that shark as Katy Perry. You're Katy Perry. Like, that is Katy Perry.
Yeah. You hope that it's... there's got to be some stuff provided, unless they were just like, this is your diva, be ready. Maybe.
There's just too much I didn't know about what was given to them, what they had to choose from. Like, I wish we had known more.
And unlike some like writing challenges, this is not about the writing. This is about what are you bringing to this already recorded track?
Yeah.
I will say Katy Perry to me is also one that is not a great one to do. Cause it's not super distinctive.
She's just super positive and like, and fun. It's more the aesthetic that is the distinctive thing about Katy Perry, which Scarlett got the makeup right.
She sure did.
And Scarlett looks like Katy Perry.
Right. Yeah, she does. I was like, if this was in the bottom, I would have understood why. Just because, like, it's good, but I think Katy Perry is also one of the ones that's like, I wouldn't be excited. I wouldn't be like, yes, I have Katy Perry. I'd be like, what am I going to do with her? What am I going to...
This is also a really good adaptation, though, like, because everyone knows Sissy That Walk, and I think it was the song was done really well in like Katy Perry style. It was like distinct. It was delightful because
yeah,
I was like, oh, that's a great Katy Perry version of this well-known
now,
RuPaul
song. Now
see
that walk.
Yeah.
Can I also say the way they can remix these Ru songs is nothing short of sorcery. I mean, just the way that they're like, oh, you think we're done repackaging Ru songs?
That's true. That's true.
Like, the way they can repackage is wild.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Okay. Next, coming to our halftime show, we have Kylie Sonique Love given Steven Tyler.
This is just, again, like, I just felt like every move, everything Kylie did was super fucking specific to Steven Tyler.
Agree.
Really agree. Embodied Steven Tyler. I love what Kylie said that was like, I pretended to be a man for 28 years. This is going to be a piece of cake.
I love it. I love that she talked about taping her tits back, which I was like, God, that must be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, ow.
Yeah, this is good. It's good characterization. It's a good performance. Yeah, I agree with you. She very well could have been in the top.
And you don't need, and I think it's also proof, like you don't need complicated choreo to nail embodying someone.
Right. And I was almost going to give the note of like, is she giving enough lip? And then
that lip at the end was great.
Yeah, she stuck the landing on those, that pumped puckered lip.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have Jan giving you Lady Gaga. I was very happy.
This was great because what Jan was doing were things here that definitely Jamal didn't choreograph.
Right.
Like the foot on the piano, maybe Jamal gave her, but like everything she's doing with her face, with her head, the head shakes, that's all Jan.
The face yes. was impressive. When she's doing, especially right here where she's doing this like, the hook over arms kickback move. I was like, that is such a good Gaga. She's giving you ugly face, which is key to Gaga. You got to get weird.
Yeah, and that's not something that Jamal can give her. Like, I'm looking at, like, what did they bring aside from the nailing the choreography? And, like, Jan brought a fully formed Gaga impression.
Yeah. I was very impressed, and I thought they were absolutely correct in putting her in the top, if nothing else.
Yes. I was happy for her that she won. I thought Trinity was going to win, but when she won, I was like, you know what? Jan emotionally needs this win more than Trinity.
Absolutely. And I also believe that Jan's, if you look at both of them, Jan's runway is a little bit better. So I was like, if Trinity won, I'd be like, absolutely. I think she did do her and Jan, I was like absolute winners of this challenge. But then I was like, runway, cool. Jan can win.
Yeah, the runway. God, it just doesn't seem to have much of an impact.
It's
on
so
who's
subjective.
In the top
when
the runway
it to
has
count.
To be either so bad or so good.
Totally. Ooh,
I thought this prince was good.
Yeah, Akira's prince I thought was good. I also think this is a hard one, right? Because I don't know. I just think Prince is. She's nailing all the mannerisms of Prince, but I think. There's some subconscious bias from your excitement from seeing a male or female performer, I felt.
Oh, like you were, because Prince is a guy, you were like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's my bias, but like I get a little bit more excited when I see a female performer. You know what I mean?
At the halftime
show. So I thought this Prince was fantastic, but generally speaking, I'm going to be more excited to see Beyonce.
Did Prince wear assless chaps? Am I missing?
I think he showed his ass in a performance.
Okay.
He definitely showed his ass. I don't know what performance, but he absolutely showed his ass at a performance. And it was like, oh, you can't
okay, got
do
it.
That. Like, and
I
it might have even
great.
Been SNL or something.
Okay. It was great.
It was great.
I thought this was great. I don't think Akira should have been in the bottom.
No. If we're just judging, that's the thing. All of these were pretty damn good. But if we're judging on closeness to artist, she should not have been in the bottom.
I think Eureka did the least Madonna-ish stuff, in my opinion. And I was surprised that Michelle, who has such like high Madonna standards, was cool with it. Maybe you and I are idiots. Maybe we're missing something. I mean, this Carol Channing is great.
This Carol Channing is great. Maybe we're fucking one-star Yelp dumb assholes. I thought this Carol Channing was really fantastic. I laughed immediately. The face, the lips, the moves are all Carol.
Pandora looks exactly like Carol Channing.
She looks exactly like her.
This is so fun. And there's that little head shake in there that this is an impression Pandora does.
Yes.
All the time, obviously. It was fucking funny.
It was so good. I only wanted more because it was all so good. I think they should have put her in the top for this. I think this is silly that they didn't. So are we to believe that Eureka was the other top of the week? Or are we saying there's only two tops this week?
No, I think that it would have been, if there had been a like top two All-Stars, I think it would have been Trinity and Jen.
Wow. Wow.
Which
wow,
makes sense. Wow. Which that makes sense. No, I don't think Eureka.
That makes sense. But yeah, I'm like, Eureka's not in the top. Sorry, gal. And finally, the sickening, incredible Trinity's Beyonce.
I mean, it's also a testament to, with all of these, like, it's also, you suddenly have to have the makeup skills to make yourself look like, Trinity looks like Beyonce. This is stunning.
She looks like Beyonce. She's stunning. And this is such a great payoff from season 6. We've been waiting so many goddamn years, right? Because the famous Bianca critique of like, can you really do Beyonce? I mean, you have to look like her to do her. This payoff is like better. It's better than Game of Thrones. It's better than, I don't watch Doctor Who, but I know that's been on the air for 800 years. It's such a good payoff to be like, she can do Beyonce.
It was better than when Doctor Who became Doctor What?
Yeah, exactly. I don't ask me.
I don't know. I've seen the Star Whale episode and it was very good. This was fantastic. It was on par with, I saw Shangela do Beyonce at the GLAAD Awards a couple of years ago in front of Beyonce. And that was very good. This was really giving that a run for its money.
I'm the biggest Shangela fan in the world, but I'm going to say this was...
Might have embodied Beyonce more, yep.
Yeah, embodied is the right word, right? Shangela has all the star power in the world, but like this may have embodied
this felt
Beyonce
very,
more.
Yes. Okay, can I say this runway after we saw huge maxi
Rachel,
challenge? What? Oh.
Silence. Oh. I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Ooh, it's heating up, baby. That means it's time to make plans for summer. Now, this summer, you could be a basic bitch and you could go to New York or you could go to LA or you could go to, I don't know, Mykonos. Bitch, shut your basic ass down and shut the fuck up before I get you down. What I'm really saying is you need to go somewhere fun. If you have pride, you need to go somewhere that is an adventure filled with pride. I'm not talking about the same places that you've seen on Instagram already. No! Don't you have an imagination, girl? Get your ass to Provincetown because Provincetown is not only queer Mecca, it's a place where cultural diversity takes pride. Come on! Do you like glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches, and more? I know I do. And that's why I'm going to P-Town this summer, baby. P-Town is so fun. If you haven't been, you're really missing out. It is, has a small town vibe, but there's stuff going on 24/7 like it is a big city. You get the best of both worlds. You live your bungalow fantasy. You get to go out. You get to see drag. You get to be amongst all the queers. And you get to do it in a cute, beautiful little town that has events like Pride, Girl Splash, Bear Week, Family Week, Carnival, and Trans Week. I love P-Town. And if you want a good time, you need to plan your trip now. So sashay your way to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com, and learn more about what kind of fantasies you can unfold this summer. Better do it quick before everything gets booked up, diva. Go to ptowntourism.com.
Bring back my break.
We're back. I'm sorry, my dearest Rachel, you were saying.
Oh, I was saying that after this huge maxi challenge, it just felt like a run. We were like, oh, and there's a runway.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that it was frills. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of a de-heightening.
Frills is a strange one. I was like, I also feel like it's such a vague word. What the fuck is a frill?
It's cool that you could do a lot of stuff with it. I think what was disappointing is that a lot of what people did was like pretty, just kind of costumey.
Uh huh.
Pretty period piece costumey, which, you know, after you have this huge maxi challenge where they're embodying pop stars, it just felt like, okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder if they do that on purpose. Hear me out. If they're just like,
okay,
this part is so good, maybe we'll do one of like the like less impressive runway moments like for this. Maybe we'll just, or like maybe we'll like, we'll balance it out, right? So that next week when we do, oh God, I don't know, Cats and Dogs, the runway. And yes, I'm talking about the movie. Then people will really be like, okay, this is what made this episode special. Because nothing's going to top the halftime show.
Maybe, but you know, I think that Akira's was so good.
So good.
I think that part of what was a letdown is that I don't know if there was enough like fashion-y extrapolation on the theme.
You're
like,
right.
Like Ginger's just wearing a Southern Belle outfit. It's beautiful and obviously custom made. It's gorgeous, but like,
I do like her makeup improvements.
Oh, it's gorgeous, gorgeous. But okay, this is it's a costume.
It's a gorgeous costume, but it's not like anything new or fresh. It's not. Yeah, it's just. Yeah, I agree. If I'm gonna chirp or burp it, I'm absolutely gonna chirp it. Because this, I really like it. I really like the color on her. I like the Lucy hair. So I would chirp it, but what about you?
Yeah, I'm a chirp. It's just like, it felt like a de-heightening after like the big halftime show we just saw to be like, yeah, the Southern Belle outfit. Okay.
Hypothetically speaking, is this dress good enough to keep her out of the bottom?
No, it looks like a costume that has been tailored to her.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Like, right, if you go in a costume store, it wouldn't be super hard to find this.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
It would be a great costume store. Like, and it would be really expensive.
It would be really expensive.
Like, at least this had the little thing that she threw off.
Right. Eureka's coming out.
And I like that it was like cowboy pants with frills. Like, that's cool.
You know, I didn't love this. I guess I've seen her do like other Southern looks that I kind of liked better. So like for me, I'm like, okay, we've kind of seen you do a lot of like cowgirl looks. So I'm more eager to see something new. It does look good.
It does look good. I'm the same where I thought this was cool. And there was that little twist of the throwing off the shawl in the beginning, but also this felt like a costume.
Yeah.
I think we've also been very I definitely feel a little spoiled from like the last regular Drag Race season between Simone and Gottmik.
And
the fashion innovation there.
Truly.
You know?
It's so crazy. I don't know if I can burp this, but I want to burp Eureka's look for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm a mild chirp. I think it looks good. I'm just not like, it's not.
You're not going to remember this. I guess the hair's good. I'm gonna burp it because guess what? None of this is real and no one's listening. So right. I'm gonna burp it because I just did it. I don't care.
None of this is real.
Raj O'Hara giving like, you know, a Cinderella dress.
I might be a mild burp on this and I can't articulate why.
She looks kind of beautiful. There's nothing new or surprising about this.
Yeah, that's what I'm just, it just again, well, the sleeves, I like that the sleeves have frills. That's cool. But again, it felt like something you could maybe buy in like, again, a really high-end store.
Right.
I don't know. It just didn't feel like special.
Yeah, it is absolutely, she's absolutely beautiful, but I know what you mean. I'm not going to remember this.
Like to do on a frill challenge, to do a gown is like,
yeah.
I think that's what it is. Is anyone who did a gown on this challenge, I'm like, yeah, sure. Of course.
Yeah, sure.
That's where frills go. Frills go on gowns.
It's hard to say though, right? Because you take a big risk. They could just as easily be like, that's not what we expected. We're like, oh no. What do you want from me?
I guess, look, I'm a fucking idiot. Everyone's dressed better than I could have dressed.
Sure, me too.
But my standards are high. I've been spoiled by the show.
Yeah, me too. I'll give it a mild chirp. Okay. It's just pretty.
Okay.
Amazing. Jada Sophia. Okay, so her kind of clothesline hair, orange moment. I just didn't really think frill when I
this
saw it.
This says fringe to me, not yes. frill. That being said, it was something different.
It was different. But you know what? Here's my other opinion. It wasn't that different for Jada.
Oh, okay.
That's how I feel. I'm just like, Jada, I feel like this would have been a great week to do something. This is a great week for you to wear a big ass ball gown or like just do something you don't do.
Sure.
So for that reason, I'm going to give it a light burp.
Okay. I'm a light chirp, but agree to disagree.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Thematically, I'm a burp. Aesthetically, I'm a chirp.
Yeah, it was different. You're right. I'm going to burp it because I feel like I would love Jada to try something different with her hair. Maybe don't always do the icy, scary eyes. I mean, I don't know. Try something. Yeah. Change it up, especially when, I don't know, we need to see a lot of sides of you for All Stars.
Well, but there's only so much because you pre-plan these outfits, right? So there's only so much you can change it up.
Right.
Theoretically. Okay. Right. The Scarlet Envy thing is cool.
It is cool.
The hat is unique. I like the hat.
The hat is unique. The hair is unique for me. Like, I like the shape and swoop of the hat with the hair. I like her lips. I like this. I guess I kind of like this. It's not my favorite thing I've ever seen, but I think I like it.
Yeah. Look, if this were on like a red carpet, this would be one of the top looks of the night. Uh-huh. I think it's just, again, my standards have been raised for like artistically daring, making a comment on something, you know.
Totally.
I just feel I've been spoiled by the show.
Yeah, it is not sustainable. The standard of drag we've been exposed to is absolutely unsustainable.
And I'm feeling that now because I should be really impressed by all these looks. And I'm like, what are you saying about the culture?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, sure. It's a pretty dress, but how do you feel about NATO? Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But and also everyone's, it's, I think it's been like, well, her and Ginger have done like kind of, this is my take on Southern Belle. And like, Southern Belle, there's a lot of problematic shit with that.
That's a good point.
Some commentary on that. Like the kind of Southern Belle Gone with the Wind look, like that's super problematic right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, yeah, it's a strange time to like glamorize colonialism.
yeah. So maybe that's also what I'm feeling, that it is the thing and there's no, I don't know what the point of view is.
Yeah. Oof. Blah. I'm going to give it a light chirp. I'm going to give it a light chirp because
I have a light chirp. I also will give this a light chirp, but also those shoes that she's wearing, those are just Louboutins, which is like, okay. Yeah. You're wearing like beautiful Louboutins that cost probably like $10,000. Like, Yeah.
I like, this is kind of my thing with Scarlett. I like Scarlett, but I'm not betting on her, you know? And that doesn't mean I don't like, she's doing everything well, but I'm not like, oh, here comes Scarlett. I'm so excited, you know?
Right. I feel that. I feel that no one's a front runner for me yet in this season.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's like, and the front runners they're trying to give us like need to win some challenges because they're trying to push Eureka and Ginger on us, who I love, but they need to win something. Well, Ginger's going to win next week, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So Trinity feels like a front runner ish now.
I would love nothing more than Trinity. Trinity has the best underdog story for me.
Yeah.
So I would love nothing more than for her to take this whole season. And she's doing really well. I was worried for her at first, but now I'm like, you've killed 2 weeks in a row. That bodes well. Please keep it up.
Yeah.
Kylie Sonique, love. God, she's so beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
I love this.
This is beautiful. This is different.
Yes.
This feels different and inventive and not just like a gown. You couldn't buy this in a costume store.
I agree. And I love the hair and I love the makeup. I really like this. I'm absolutely going to chirp this. I don't know. I think it was just, I don't know. I like that her drag too is like a little bit, how do I put it? It's playful. It's sexy. I don't know. It feels true to her, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being very boring this episode of Drag Her, in that I'm like, yeah, this is cool. I'm I have such basic bitch opinions right now.
No, you don't.
Maybe it's because we're recording this in the morning and I'm not drunk.
That's your mistake every day of your life.
That's probably my biggest mistake. Nope. No, this is gorgeous, and it does feel, there's a point of view to this, and I can't pinpoint what that means.
Yeah,
but there's a point of view to this.
Kylie, I mean, she's great. She's great.
I also love that the fringe kind of swallows a lot of parts of her body, but not where it counts, which is the boobs. So it's fitted up top. It's so fitted up top and kind of body con up top, so that you can then go like blah, 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 the rest of it.
Yeah. But, you know, having said that statement, she looks a little bit like a jellyfish. Put some cans on there. Put some plastic on there. Say something, Kylie. Make a fucking statement. Jesus Christ. Okay. Next we have Jan giving us, you know, there ain't room enough for two of us in this town. Saloon gal.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. This is high-end Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, people, this is a costume.
This is a costume. I think the color palette is really interesting and different, which is one thing that impressed me about it.
For Jan, you mean? Because it's scarlet?
Yeah. I meant in general, I was like, okay, these are interesting colors to make work together. Crimson, black, silver. I was like, this could go south quickly. And I think it worked for me.
I've been spoiled. It looks beautiful. It looks absolutely beautiful. And this clearly costs fucking thousands of dollars. It's clearly custom made. I'm just like, it just is the thing.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. For me, the color palette is enough to give me like, okay, I get why you brought this, especially with the challenge of frill. I don't know. I think the runway of frill is not an amazing one.
But this looks like the color palette of the time. Maybe the silver is not, but like definitely the burgundy and black. Wouldn't a crazier color palette be like neon green? Like
maybe
colors
you're right.
You literally couldn't have gotten in the Old West.
Maybe you're right.
I'm not saying that would look great. I'm just I'm blue skying here.
Yeah, blue sky. Go. Let's brainstorm this motherfucker. And in terms of statement, there's still room to make a statement. I mean, why not drag your dead husband who got killed in the draw? Like,
yeah,
why not?
Like, literally anything. Anything to give it a twist or a comedic twist that isn't just the thing.
Right. Or, you know, give me a little Westworld. Give me a little Westworld. Have a half robot face.
Oh, that's very cool.
Okay.
That's very cool. Or I'm trying to think of, like, what are some iconic
Westerns?
Or just have cards fly out of your tits. Even if it's that, or like, or do do a shootout, but like the gun squirts soda and you squirt everyone with soda.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a bad idea. It's a bad idea, but like anything that just gives a twist.
Maybe a barrel of moonshine. I don't know why. I want to see a barrel of moonshine. Barrel of moonshine.
Or like Marty McFly from Back to the Future 3 Ooh. Is like glued to the back of your dress or something. I don't know. Again, it's not a great idea.
Blue sky it, motherfucker. I am with you. I'm going to chirp it for me.
I'm going to chirp it because it looks nice.
Yeah. Fair. Pandora box. When Rue said or referenced, I've written a letter to daddy.
That actually elevated this look for me because I do, if that's what this was referencing, great. When she walked out, I was like, what?
I agree.
It's just like a cute dress.
I agree that this wasn't quite enough for me.
But like,
I
if you're
going
to do whatever happened to Baby Jane, do the horrifying pancake makeup. Have a plate of dead rats like she serves to Joan Crawford, you know? This was just a pretty, but I don't think that was in her intention. She's just doing the thing.
Or the back of her dress can say, my sister did it, or like, I did it, not my sister, or whatever.
Like, or it's like, I did it, not my sister, but it's kind of confusing.
Yeah,
which is how I feel with the twist and whatever happened to Baby Jane. I'm like, wait.
Or she can be licking ice cream all creepy, like that scene at the beach, the ending scene at the beach. I don't know, something.
Have a dead Joan Crawford tied to your leg. But again, I don't think she was going for whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Or
I think she was
holding
just going
part
for
of the gate in your hand. I don't know.
Oh, that's
really
fucking
maybe
cool.
She wasn't. But this isn't enough.
No, it's just
pretty.
A nice dress. I don't know. Again,
the silhouette
like, I can't tell
isn't
if I'm
my
being,
favorite.
If I'm correct or if I'm just been very spoiled by this show.
And I'll give her the same critique I gave Jada, which is like, this isn't super surprising for me from her. So
right.
I guess I'm going to give
she
her a
looks
burp.
Beautiful. I am going to burp this just because it's very, seems very simple and on the nose, but she looks gorgeous.
She really does look great, but I'm going to burp it because I want a little more excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trinity K. Bonet coming down the runway, giving you pageantry.
I don't know. To do a pageant look for frills is just very, like, on the nose, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it reminds me so much of a dress she wore on her season, which I liked more.
Interesting.
You know, she wore an orange dress on her season that was just so similar to this, but more gorgeous. So I'm just like, oh, I'm thinking of the other dress now.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
She looks so stunning, but it's absolutely just like a pageant dress, just a totally normal pageant dress.
Yeah, everyone looks great. There isn't one person who looks bad. It's just like, that's what I,
I'm going to be a
dress of frills. Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to chirp it because she is so gorgeous, but I don't care about this dress at all.
That's like the theme of this runway for me is I'm basically chirping all of them as far as like, is this pleasing to my eye? Yes, all of them are pleasing to my eye. Conceptually, I'm burping most of them because I'm like, but why? But what?
Right.
What's your take on this?
Which is 100% why Akiria should not have been in the bottom.
Okay, this is great. This is what
this
I
is
wanted.
Fantastic.
Like, this was fucking coming out with her face hidden.
Incredible. Absolutely
it's
incredible.
It's just so beautiful. It's such a twist on all of it.
It's
so
almost
inventive.
Three looks. It's great.
Yes, it's fucking great.
It's the top chirp. It's the caca of the week for me.
I agree.
Flowers.
The runaway caca.
And flowers can come off so creepy and stupid, I feel, in fashion. And this looks just incredible.
Flowers can come off as creepy. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've like a creepy flower dress to me can look very Victorian dead child posing in a picture. Have you seen those pictures?
Yeah, I have. I just don't associate them automatically with flowers in general. To me, this actually, you know what this reminded me of? There's a float in Fantasmic at Disneyland that has this same color scheme with the flowers. In the best way, this reminded me of that.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
But not creepy.
No, it's a showpiece.
I think it's funny that you think flowers are creepy.
I do. I do. I think of like, because sometimes when I see flowers, I think of like old lady pottery and like, you know, like pitchers with flowers on them and like plates with too many flowers on them. And then like little dolls. I think, that's what I think of.
Sorry,
like dolls.
Now I'm just looking at Victorian dead child flowers.
Are we finding it, or am I conflating it?
Unsettling art of death photography. Oh, this is so sad.
It is so dark. Listeners, don't you dare look it up. You're not ready. You're not ready.
What? Wait a second. Sorry. There's a kid.
Don't.
Oh, they're trying to analyze whether some. Oh, these are okay. I'm done. These are very sad.
Rachel, I told you not to.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to be thinking about dead Victorian kids all day. Thanks, Akira.
Thanks. Yeah. Akira's a blame, not me. So here we go. We're having the talks. Jada's pissed. Akira wants to be here. They're in the bottom, unfortunately. Regardless, I love that no one is voting for
themselves. It sounded like you said regardless.
Oh, thank you. That's what I meant to say.
Great.
Regardless, no one's voting for themselves, which made All Stars 5 suck. And I'm so glad no one's like, I'm going to vote for myself. Like, that was such a waste of a time in All Stars 5.
What, with Angina?
Angina, Mayhem does it. I hated it. I hate it when people are voting for themselves because they're just like, I don't know, whatever.
Well, you're giving up.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
We haven't had any of that. I hope we don't see any of that in the future. How'd you feel about these bottom two defenses?
Well, just Jar didn't try.
She didn't try.
So I also would have been like, okay.
I would too.
I'm going to vote for the person who like cares, I guess. I don't think anyone should have gone home for this challenge, weirdly. I think that it was.
Yeah. People
maybe
did.
Maybe Eureka. That was the one person who didn't quite embody the person.
People did a great job. Yeah, Eureka didn't embody Madonna. I mean, she should have been in the bottom. Like, just to, even if you don't send her home, I don't know, maybe you do, maybe you don't, I don't know, but she should have been in the bottom.
It does feel like they're saving her.
They're saving her. They're really saving her.
Which is a little silly because Eureka has a show on HBO.
Right.
Like, Eureka doesn't need this. Eureka's almost past coming back on All Stars.
I know.
Anyway.
I think it happened in the pandemic. She was like, fuck it. Nothing else is going to happen. I'll go do the show during the pandemic.
That's a good point.
But I agree with you of like, she doesn't quote unquote need this. But, and if she wants to come back, she completely can. But, you know, then I want to keep being proven wrong. She's done some great stuff in early weeks, but this week was not the one where she'd proven to me why she's here.
Right.
Right. Okay. Lip sync happens. We have Jessica Wilde from season 2. Love her. Have you seen season 2?
I've seen season 2 is the one I'm maybe the worst on as far as going back and watching.
It's great. She's great in it. She's a personality queen. She's hilarious. I don't know if she's a lip sync assassin because weirdly enough, the clips of the lip sync they show her coming like from is the only lip sync she's done on the show and it's the one she lost. So,
oh, that's so interesting.
So, I don't
We've
know.
We've also been so
assassin.
Fucking spoiled by the lip sync assassins.
Yes.
Especially coming out of La Ganja last week, which was like.
Unfair.
But you know what? That's how all the lip sync assassinations should be because you've had time to prepare. You're not in the middle of a long day of filming. you can pre-plan a ton of shit. You can really fucking assassinate.
I agree. And to her credit, I thought she did fantastic and did win this lip sync from what
Jessica,
we saw.
Yes, absolutely.
She did fantastic.
It was tight, but I think Jessica did win.
Yeah.
The $30,000 lip sync prize next week.
Oh my God. Woo! Ginger will win it. Next week is a talk show challenge, and I'm predicting Ginger will win that.
Okay.
But then that's neither here nor there. I want to decode this thing that Jada says that I think is one of the greatest mysteries in American history. Jada says about Jessica Wilde, "That's my friend. If I die one day, you can contact her and have a book. I already paid her part."
Okay. Here's what I think it means, because I also was very mystified by this and why they put this in the show.
Does that mean?
And they didn't put it with any sort of like funny music when she said it, indicating that it was a weird thing to say.
Right.
Jessica knows Jara. She could write a book about Jara's exploits. And when she's dead, she's already prepaid Jessica half a fee to write the tell-all book. I think that's what it means.
Wow. I did not get that. Wow.
I think it's what it means. What did you think?
Oh my God. See, if I had to decode it, I thought she meant you can have the book I wrote. I'll send you a copy of the book I wrote. I already paid, or the book we wrote. You can have the book we wrote together. I paid. I did not understand.
But then why is she, I think I'm right in that.
I think you're absolutely right.
She's expecting Jessica to write a book about her after she's dead. And she wants it so bad, she's already given Jessica some money rather than put together a formal book pitch for publishers. She's like, do the formal book pitch after I'm dead. Here's some upfront money.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that makes more sense.
That having been said, did it need to be in this show, that anecdote?
No. And I mean, no. No, it wasn't clear at all.
Did it need to be in the show without a like...
Right, you know? Right. Maybe. I mean, I think they just like... You could criticize the show for this because it's, on the one hand, it's delightful. On the other hand... Is it them trying to make Jada look worthy of not staying when they show her saying sort of cryptic
things?
But they didn't
give a like music commentary that they normally do.
No, they didn't.
They just
but they knew
had
the
her
audience
say
would go,
it.
Huh?
I guess so.
Because in Untucked, she also says this, which is not as cryptic, but it's still iconically Jada when she says, "If you see a bright light, that's Jesus Christ coming for you. Don't go there. We want you here on earth. Bye-bye."
Wait, is that what she wrote on the mirror?
No, that's just what she said in Untucked, and it blew my socks off.
Who did she say that to?
Just her parting words of wisdom were, "If you see a bright light, that's Jesus Christ coming for you. Don't go there. We want you here on earth. Bye-bye."
It's saying, I think it's anti-suicide.
It's definitely that.
I think it's like, I'm not dead yet.
Right.
Jesus. I know you want me up there because you could write a book on me and I've already prepaid you
right?
for some chapters, Jesus, but not today. Also, do we think that if the bright light happens, do you think Jesus has like time to personally usher every person who's dying into the afterlife?
Oh, God. I mean, that seems
like, is it
so
Jesus
exhausting.
Or is it like an angel? And then you get there and like you kind of all meet Jesus in like groups.
Yeah, I think it has to be a group. In fact, I think there's like a Santa Claus, like a mall Santa. You know, so there's a mall Jesus.
That they can all sit and take a... Oh, you don't think it's the real Jesus?
There's a mall Jesus that greets you. And then you go into like... a really big seminar hall, and then you get to see the real Jesus like for just a second. So you meet mall Jesus, then you go to this big seminar hall, you know, like where you like would take like freshman year bio.
Exactly. And you see him for a second, and then you realize, oh, earlier when I took that picture on his lap, that wasn't Jesus.
Yeah.
That was with like, I don't know, like Cary Grant dressed as Jesus. Like,
exactly.
I think it should be someone famous.
That's nice.
This is the second time I've mentioned Cary Grant, I think.
You're obsessed. Yeah,
oh
you're
my
obsessed.
God.
But
why
I
am
like
I so obsessed
that.
With Cary Grant?
And then Jesus, he comes in and he says hi, and then he delivers the same joke every time, which is, well, I gotta go put out some fires. Literally. And everyone laughs. Everyone's like, oh, that's so funny, Jesus. And then he walks out and
everyone goes, wait, what? did Jesus put out fires?
Wait, is that not God?
Is
it like a family business where like Jesus does some of the work, but it's like it's his dad's business, but he does some of the work? Huh.
Huh. So this is paradise. Huh. Yeah, this was worth going to church.
I'll tell you what else is paradise. I don't know if you noticed this, but in Untucked, we see a snippet of Rue wearing sweatpants under her dress.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't watched Untucked this week, and
it's fine.
It's clearly a big fuck up on my end.
You didn't miss
end.
Much. You really didn't miss much. They eat wings. There's some sort of talk moment with wings. Rue wears sweatpants at the 15:04 mark. Go watch that. And I live for Jada saying, fuck you all. I'll be curious to see if she returns with this weird... I'm not putting my money on her returning with whatever this return
whatever this
is.
Last Chance Kitchen is.
Yes.
I really wish they'd give us a fucking glimpse of something because at this
I know.
Point it's getting very infuriating. If it's just going to be a kind of lip sync, that'll be a downer. If it's a game within a game, I'm hoping that there was an ongoing game.
Right. Right.
That's what I would like. But it is getting very blue bally.
It's blue bally as hell. It's blue bally. I gotta know what's gonna happen. I gotta know. I don't know. Sometimes when four queens go home, we get our comeback challenge, but I have no idea what to expect with this All Stars.
Yes.
Not a clue. That's the long and short of it. Holy shit. Who are you rooting for any? I know you said you weren't, but is there one person you want to win the season?
I'm looking deep into my heart and I'm thinking about this.
You know, in the past, we've gotten in a lot of trouble for being Jan apologists, you and me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who would I be happiest for? I always think of like, you know what? I don't know, man. I'm really fucking, it's too early. It's too close. It's too early to say for me.
Same.
I'm not allied with anyone.
I'll just say Trinity for shits and giggles. I would just love it. It would really tickle me pink. We shall see if that happens. Trinity.
Yeah. I mean, Trinity or honestly, Laganja.
That would be so great. If that would be so cool if after that lip sync, LaRue was like,
they're like, you know what? You're in. And she's
you're
like,
in.
Great, fine. As long as I can smoke weed.
That
great.
Would honestly be so cool if she was like, I don't know. My mind's made up. You're in the season.
I'd be rooting for Laganja then.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. We did it. Thank you all for listening. Go follow us at Drag Her Podcast. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if you want. And Rachel, where can we follow and support you?
Oh, I don't know. My dumb fucking Instagram.
Dumb, stupid fucking Instagram.
My dumb, stupid Instagram. I'm not great about social media lately.
Who cares?
Also, I'm not on Twitter right now. So, you know, you can support me by buying my book or watching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on Netflix.
Dude, do
That's
it.
How you can support.
Fucking do it. It's a treat. Go do that. Support Rachel. Buy her a book. I want to be where the normal people are. It really is a fucking fantastic read. So go check it out. Okay. Till next week.
Bye.
Bye, you bitches. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag.
Was a HeadGum original.